Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
The Bible says if you don't work, you don't what? You don't eat. If you don't work, you don't eat. Here's another one. If you try to, let's say, for example, go to the bank. And you go down there and say, hey, I want to get some money out. And you ain't putting no money in. What do you think is going to happen? We'll see you in 20 years. That's basically what's going to happen. You're going to put you in jail.
All right.
So you reap if you sow. The next thing I want to talk about is you reap what you sow. The Bible says here, for he that soweth to the flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. Now we know the Bible says in the flesh there is what? No good thing. Now what are some of the things of the flesh? Adultery, fornication, lasciviousness, uncleanliness, witchcraft, hatred, emulations, wrath, strife, murders. All these things are of the flesh. So we can look and see, what are we sowing? Are you sowing these things? Or are you sowing the fruits of the Spirit? Love. Now we're talking about the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Are you sowing those things? You can always look at the fruit to see where you're at. Are you in the flesh or in the spirit? So I want you to examine yourself and find out where you're at. Are you sowing those fruits of the Spirit? That is the question. You probably hear the old adage, what goes around comes around.
Amen.
This is true. Whatever you do, it will come back to you. Isn't that right?
Amen.
If you treat somebody well, somebody's going to treat you well.
All right.
You treat somebody bad, someone's going to treat you bad.
Amen.
You steal from somebody, somebody's going to steal from you.
Amen.
God wants us to do good to all men, but especially to them of the household of faith. God wants you to know that if you reap, you will sow. What a great promise that is. And he also wants you to know what you sow is also what you reap. I tell you, that's good news, isn't it? We looked at it on a negative, but the good thing is we sow good things will come as well. So God lets us know that this principle is true. Then the next thing he wants you to know, and boy, I bet you better get this one. It says we reap more than we sow. Think about a seed for a minute. Anybody ever had a watermelon? Okay. What if you just took one watermelon seed and planted it? That watermelon seed is going to have seeds in it, right? Then if you plant each one of those individual seeds, woo, it's going now. This is the same thing. He says you reap more than you sow. If the farmer put a seed down and only got one thing back, that would be really no need for him to sow with it. But he knows that if he plants that one seed, he's going to get a big harvest. Wow, that's good news. So if you plant some goodness over here to one person, God's going to bless you with goodness from other people. Think about that. You reap more than you sow. But unfortunately, the flip side is also true. You know, I got this little adage I picked up. It says, sin will take you farther than you want to go.
Amen.
And sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. And sin will cost you more than you want to pay.
Right.
I tell you, it might look like it was a good idea to do it, but when the end came out, that thing has grown so big and out of control, Satan got you out in left field and not where God wants you to be. Sin will take you farther than you want to go. So you got to remember that. You know, think about God for a minute. God planted his son, Jesus Christ, into the world. And what? He reaped the family, the church. The church, isn't that good? And
yeah.
From one seed, he reaped the entire church.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.